Blog Talk Radio.
Is you faded? So faded. Is you faded? So faded. Who got me faded?
Who got me faded?
Who got me faded? Who? Who got me faded? Who got me faded?
Who got me faded?
Who?
And the beat drop like.
Who got me faded?
Who got me faded?
Who got me faded?
Who got me faded?
Who? Who got me faded?
Who got me faded?
Who got me faded?
Who got me faded?
Who got me faded? This paradise somehow related. Reality so complicated. All of this life we don't waste it. All of my people the greatest. Just tryna get elevated. Switch up these situations. Know why them people be hating, debating, and faking all up in your face. Bitches need to be erased. Light it up, give you a taste. Gotta do this for my race. Give it and they will embrace. Use it to heal from the hate. Not that much more we can take. Taking these breaths away. Telling my people to fight back. Gotta think smarter like Chirac. Lighting it up, we make contact. All of these leaders, I like that. Then I switch it up, fast forward. See them flying up, are you ready? Let's go. Better think twice before you go down that road. Can't you see the mind control? Who got me faded?
Who got me faded?
Who got me faded?
Who got me faded?
Who? Who got me faded?
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 Who
got me
faded?
Yeah,
who got me fighting?
Who got me fighting?
Who got me fighting?
Who got me fighting?
Who? Waking up dizzy. Never felt like this at the Rajestic. Skies so shifty. Open my eyes and sip on this Remy. Also fighting. Sick of these niggas always abiding. Secretly hiding. No relation, infiltrating. What do we do with our people? Don't wanna wake up, they like being sheeple. Picking that cotton and building the steeples. Raising the system where black is illegal. IBG, these be the niggas that's making you think. Time to get free. Rocking them colors that red, black, and green. When you and me get the coins, we're artillery. Packing up the extra heat. Warriors, you're feeling me. Time to get down. Gorilla welfare, don't make a sound. Sirens and copters all around. Setting you up to go underground. So you can be fooled, don't be fooled. Them Hannibal Lecters after you. Time to shoot. Now what you gon' do? Look at your youth and get us some truth. Cut that shit back, then get on the move. Taking the heat for these crystal seeds. If you awake, then you know what I mean. Who got me faded?
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 Sleep and I'm
faded.
Eat and I'm
faded.
Drink and I'm faded. Wake up and I'm
faded.
Sleep and I'm faded. Eat and I'm
faded.
Drink and I'm faded. Wake up and I'm faded, yo. So faded, yo. Thinking about a baby's, yo. Cause I'm such a lady, it's so hard for me to let it go. Can't let it go, but I'm about to let you know. Keep fucking water, baby. I'ma have to let the power show. Fighting. Oh, I'm fighting. Oh, oh.
Oh, I'm fighting.
Oh, I'm fighting. Oh, oh.
Do what? Revolution.
Holy heavens. Young little out of my league.
Is that what you're going to say when the revolution comes? When it's time to pick up a gun?
Well, what do you know about weapons?
I'm qualified to handle a 45, an M16 rifle, 38 caliber pistol, and a Russian AK-47.
She said she never heard a shotgun bang close range.
Never ever.
The adrenaline that rushed through her veins. Got a feeling like a soda when she shot it. Now our guns seem to gather revolutionary yapper. Low choppers got her working on a group and making sure that ain't proper. Certified headshot her. No ammo was wasted. Got her fro picked out like he's Angela Davis. Pistol wave is where my queen is amazing. Exquisite flavor. I just want to taste the conversation. We stadio. Said she love my vibrations coming out the radio. Take the to another level, get a high on self-empowerment. Embrace the natural beauty, now she really feels what power is. Black fist held high up in the sky. Yeah, we some black guys, the white devil is alive. She's my melanated masterpiece, the beauty so divine. Strongest pieces on the board, be the queen is by my side. So let's ride, windows tinted, guess who win it? Look, you been it. Locks draping my shoulder, living my vision. Manufacturing black economics till we independent. She's my Betty Shabazz, let's make a difference. Coretta with a Beretta, Harriet in my chariot. The bond that we building is stronger than any marriage. Because I know you got my back through whatever shit. She's strong, black, and beautifully intelligent. My masterpiece.
Time for do what? Revolution.
Holy heavens. You're a little out of my league now.
Is that what you're going to say when the revolution comes? When it's time to pick up a gun?
What don't you know about weapons?
I'm qualified to handle a 45, an M16 rifle, 38 caliber pistol, and a Russian AK.
She used to ask me like, what's the extra water for? A curious mind, so yes, I taught her more. Practice preparation, baby, look, we gotta stay ready, yo. So we don't have to get ready. Tune in the radio. Frequency, she speak to me. Keep me balanced, equal ratio. She shine like the moonlight, and even in the day she glows. Black rose, she arose to the throne. The queen for the king, I propose. Black love, yeah, solid like gold. Give you pure black power, revolutionary flows. And she knows that I'm focused on our people. Till my vocal cords no longer produce notes. I give you nothing but these quotes. Inspiration for the adolescents. Young guys in my presence. They feel your melanin, you smell the essence. I feel the tension in the air. You can't neglect it. All I see is power when I stare at my reflection. As long as you make the effort, it's all about progression. Learn a lesson. This medicine I wrote, I'm stopping stressing. Our connection is a universal bond of perfection. Check it, moving all across the board, regardless of complexion. Yeah.
Time to do.
Do what?
Revolution.
Holy heavens. You're a little out of my league now.
Is that what you're going to say when the revolution comes? When it's time to pick up a gun?
What don't you know about weapons?
I'm qualified to handle a 45, an M16 rifle, 38 caliber pistol, and a Russian AK.
Unorthodox, I rock some gold era. Never tie right, y'all soft as goose feather. Put you down, euthanize rhymes on deck. That's what happens to bad bitches when they visit the vet. Throw away the leash, be crowned up. Holes in my garden, weed them out like Roundup. I need loyal ears and hands that stay up and like stitches to be monogamous to my cut.
My cut.
Hip hop will bleed through my pores. So raw, have the nigga bow down on all fours. Two up, two down, who I rock for. Do the math, north, south, east, west, they all sure. Turn it to my burner, can't touch when I finish it. Can't even numb the pain or try to diminish it. Title, you claim my flame, make them relinquish it. Give up the ghost and home, they don't diminish it. Six cents, they ain't even capable. Exchanging cash for bars under the table. That separates the real from the fake. This key is a master, been one from the gate, from the gate. Y'all ain't locking down shit today. And you know it's impossible to try to throw me away. No more puns, I just block your clap back. So if you try to diss, you gon' have to rewind that. Come another way, I'm too good at this chess game. I strategize ahead to get the jump on all lanes. The truth, leave extinguishers in the booth. Play my track in the whip, not a car that no roof is proof. Napalm is out of my tongue. And if the rookies want some, I guess you wanna die young. To a master. They don't understand how I got through the red tape. For me, it was green as the grass at an East State. Favor up your guys, so I always had access. Just couldn't enter in until the dead weight got left. Crossed the threshold, bolded in the capital. Forced to be reckoned with, Ray kind of radical. Chosen for the flows that always came natural. Can't do artificial, I'm always bringing the actual. Raw, no fillers and no flaw. Lyrics hit y'all like the edge of a jigsaw. Now, that curve appeal. Niggas said it was real, cause my curves are real. Not referring to hips, though the bubble is round. I'm talking about curving those who wanna change your sound. Exit left off the freeway, get out of my lane. I came too many miles. without making a change.
Same fuel, same whip,
just people rearrange.
And I ain't broke down yet, so this will remain. The only thing that needs fixing are the faces. Who's mad that I'm bringing light in dark places? The hate is evidence for the shining, cause they never thought that they would encounter a black diamond. They exist and I'm here to remind them. I'm the master.
I'm the master.
Key.
What do you know about Jamaica? Hmm? You know the story of Nani? The Maroons? She was a Shanti, you know. She came over in chains. But she never forgot who she was. Hmm. She never forgot the old ways. Nani kept the science alive, see? The British. They put them in sugarcane fields, beat them, and raped them. But the Maroons resisted. They broke their chains, and they ran to the hills. In the Blue Mountains, they live off the land. And Nani, she would lead raids to the other plantations. And they would steal back the women and children. So, they could raise families out of captivity. They cut the heads off their oppressors and put them on spikes to put them on notice. No white man was safe. They become masters of camouflage, cover themselves in leaves, still as trees, before they struck in the darkness. Yeah, the British, they had the technology, but the Maroons had the will, the determination, the magic. They fought off the British for 80 years and won. That is the true birth of the real Jamaica. Resistance. Independence. Fire.
Peace, peace, peace. Peace from Life Out. Welcome to another episode of Do Knowledge Radio. Place where knowledge is born. This is your host, Knowledge Born Arise, and we are here on Friday, Black Liberation Friday, and we got back in the building, part three, yes, family, part three. Our favorite RBG couple is back in the building, setting the record here on Do the Knowledge Radio for the longest episode series by a couple on our show's history. Yeah, we got RBG Squad Boss. Yeah, we got RBG Hurricane Katrina Boss here back for part three. That phone number to call in, family, 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Tell a friend that we are on live, Do the Knowledge Radio, Black Liberation Friday, RBG Squad Boss in the building, RBG Hurricane Katrina Boss in the building. So without any further ado, because my honor and privilege at this time, introduce some and present to others our favorite couple on Do the Knowledge Radio, the longest standing RBG couple in history on the program, back for part three or round three, depending on how you want to look at it.
in the building. We got RBG Squad Boss, RBG Hurricane Katrina Boss in the building.
You're Black Power, Black Power. We definitely in the building. It's the boy Suave Boss, RBG World League, snapping off entertainment in this
Hey, Hurricane Katrina, peace. King James 13, anti-bully ink.
Bully ink, anti-bully ink in the building. You see what I'm saying? That's the way it is. That's the way it was. And that's the way it's going to be. Huh? Y'all got your own category. Y'all was trying to compete with other people. And y'all got your own category. You see that right there?
Man, I'll be telling
you. I'm going to just be honest real quick, man. I'm going to be honest because.
Go ahead, be honest, man.
Couples only last like one episode. Like one. And it's like halfway through. That's about it. You know what I'm saying? You know, y'all was on here, y'all shut down the network, then y'all came back in and then for, you know, the whole fam, everybody came through. Now we here for part three, man.
Yeah, we definitely here for part three. We gonna
part three.
How the event went, what happened, man, and we gonna talk a little bit of razzmatazz. So shout out to the family. Thanks everybody for coming in, man.
Yeah.
Hey, it's an honor, man. I'm thinking, hey, it's an honor, man, to have such a title bestowed upon us. And I'm proud of my baby. And, you know, that's on and off the show. We definitely setting records and doing big things, man.
Yeah. I guess we can start with that. But, you know, episode three going to be a little different since y'all made it to the third round up in here / third episode. It's gonna be a little different. You know what I'm saying? We can start with deep. You see what I'm saying? We're gonna seek some things today. You understand? We're gonna seek them. We're gonna seek them out today. Yeah, we're gonna seek them out. So how was the event? Hurricane, how was the event?
The event was excellent. For the first one, I say it was excellent. My family came supported. My niece did her thing with her dancing she do. My cousin was singing, and we ate and enjoyed ourselves.
That's good. That's good. Shout out to the family, boy. You know, the family always gets you over the hump. Either they can create the hump or they can get you over the hump. You see what I'm saying? You got the event jitters. You don't really know how it's going to go. You don't know what you're walking into. And then you see your family in the building. You're like, all right, I can calm down a little bit. You see what I'm saying? You know, because putting on events, that's a working thing right there. Like, if you ever never wanted to see me, like, if you planned on coming to an event, they'd be like, yeah, I'm going to just chill with knowledge. You mistaken in a motherfucker, because I'd be in the event mode, like, boom, 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 boom. It was like, you're not getting in the circle? I was like, nigga, I got to make sure that the stream good. You see what I'm saying? Like, all the little stuff that you was thinking about, you see what I'm saying? People walking around, all that, you got to be planning, plotting, and strategizing, so you ain't really got no time to be conversing. You know, when you get done, you'd be like, I think I done lost 1,000 pounds off my shoulders and my mind. Just, you know, it's over with. Like, all right. But then, you know, you get back in grind mode and be like, all right, so what's the next spot? What we going to do? You know, all that.
Yeah. Like, oh, you back. It was a nice event, man. And with any event that's planned, there was shortcomings. And she toppled them. You know what I'm saying? She made sure the event went through. And the family came out and kicked up dust, did what they had to do in remembrance of James and to bring awareness to bullying and to the foundation. So, yeah, I just want to commend her on that. Thanks for everybody that had any type of a fingernail in this, you know, and bringing it together. And so now, you know, the march continues. You go get in the schools, you have some more events. We'll definitely be posting it so y'all could check that out. The King James 13 Anti-Bully Foundation Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And you can also check out the GoFundMe. And there's a Wix site King James 13 Anti-Bully. So she'll be posting a future events up there. Thanks for y'all's support and your concern. And, that's it. It continues.
That's what I'm talking about. That is what I'm talking about. I'm proud. I am proud.
Yeah.
Hurricane.
Yeah,
I'm proud of you, Hurricane. Well, for real. I ain't as proud of Swab. I need to be clear, but I'm proud.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, she came a long way from the strip club, man, from last year. So
hey,
I just
Oh shit! Don't do it.
Oh yeah, you said that was yeah, my girl, Hurricane. Welcome to the stage. She's gonna break you. She's gonna break your levees. Nah, it's all good, man. Yeah, she been climbing, man. I'm trying to do my thug shit with the RDD World League, man. Shout out to
Yeah, it's on the rise.
Yeah,
it's on the rise.
Y'all go subscribe to that, support that. The Midwest Music Focus channel I have, because the Midwest doesn't get a lot of coverage as far as the music. We gotta leave and go to the East Coast, West Coast, or down south and integrating them system and never really bring anything to what made us our foundation. And then I got the Swalbus channel where I just speak on my own personal things, you know. So there's a lot of stuff going down, man.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going down.
I want to know. I've been knowing y'all for a while now, maybe about a year some change or longer. I don't even know. Time just be flying by. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
And we be having death and near death experiences and shit. You see what I'm saying? So I don't never really get a chance to, you know what I'm saying, just slow down and see what's going on. Am I okay to get into y'all business? Ask y'all a couple of questions.
Yes, you have full access, brother. Access granted.
Okay, so I don't know, depending on what the fuck you're going to ask. Let me make sure I'm good with that. Let me get that right.
You know women, man.
Yeah.
Just don't ask how old I am.
Oh, man. Yo, one of my favorite episodes on Martin was when him and Gina was talking about how they met. You see what I'm saying? And the stories that they was telling and all of that. You know what I mean? So... Can we go there? Can I ask y'all how y'all met?
Yes. Hell fucking yeah. That's the inception of the dream team, man.
Okay.
Well, I'll put it to you like this. We was both married to somebody else.
Mm.
And she was separated after her son's passing. I guess that was like the start, you know, the only thing that kept her interested in the relationship was the family, her son. And she told me this when the doctors at the hospital told her that James' heart started beating. She knew the marriage was over. And, you know, she could go on the devil with that, and I was married to my wife, and we were separated. I was going back and forth. I left for every year for 4 years in a row. But, you know, I'm still digging deeper, trying to make the marriage work. But every time she just showed me she wasn't going to change. And so I was in a different place in my heart. And I had moved to Miller, Indiana. Shout out to Miller, Adnan, man. Shout out to my brother, D. Lee. And I was hanging with my brother, D. Lee, one of my partners. And she was hanging with this girl named Brittany, one of her partners that was also... Britt. And Deely and Britt is cousins. And so I got cool with Britt. And then I started noticing Katrina, she came out of the blue. And it was like the way she moved caught my eye, because I'm not one, like it's hard. You know, I'm not just attracted to the common woman that most people are attracted to. You know what I'm saying? I like to know a person on the inside. The hair can be bought, the contacts can be bought, the outfits come off and go into dirty clothes. That stuff don't impress me. but the way she was moving in chaos, because it's a hectic area that we in, but, you know, she wasn't like the drunk, because Britt was a drunk. Britt stayed with that bottle. Shout out to my hitter. That's my shorty right there. And, you know, I didn't see her hugged up under no niggas all the time and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, damn, that interested me. And so when I saw her, I said, what's up, mama? You know, she ignored me. And that happened another 10 to 20 times where I would say, hey, beautiful, and try to, you know, like, shake her hand and hold it a little long. I give her the two-arm hugs because I'm cool, and I hug the women, but I give them the one-arm hug. What's up, Britt? What's up, Journey? And then I get the hug, and I get a hug, and she just, you know, just as blank as can be. Okay, let me go to the store. And then it was like one day I was tired. I just walked up to her, and I kissed her, you know. And, you know, I went in for the hug, but I kissed her on the face, you know, neck or something. It was the neck, I think the neck. Yeah, I got that neck, like, mwah. And I blew her out of the water right then. Ever then, since then, she'd been wrapped around my finger, but, and I say, yeah, I kissed her on the neck, and she was like, wow, what's up? And I, you know, I mobbed off. You know what I'm saying? Even now, I was like, now, if she don't know now that I'm interested in it, about other times I could go, you know, I was like, damn, what's going on? So after that, I went back over to Brittany crib, and Katrina was there, and she came over, started talking to me. Like, so what was that about? And I was like, shit, us? You know? And we sat down and talked. She invited me over her crib, and, you know, I sat there and I started hearing her story. And she showed me a picture of her son, and I instantly started crying. Like, real tears on my face. Because, for one, he looked just like her. Just like her. And I could see the smile on his face, and it just drained me because I couldn't imagine losing a son like that. And hearing the story, seeing where she was at, a lesser person would have gave up. Been on heavy drugs, you know what I'm saying, in jail for doing something stupid, or, you know, took theirself out. So it was like, man, that struggle, because everybody know me, that's my thing. Her struggle, I just made up my mind then that I wanted to see her happy. I want to see this woman happy. And I haven't left her side since then, you know? Like, I'm really fortunate to have found her, and I'm glad I had the courage to, you know, make the move, because she would have just let me walk past. She's so damn clueless, and I don't know what else I could have did, you know? You know, men talk to say, hey, beautiful, all the time. And I say, you think they want to holler at you. But, man, I said something, you ain't know. So we functioned, and it was like Brittany and Journey and DB, everybody was like, y'all lit. You know what I'm saying? Like, they knew, the people who knew her and the people who knew me, it just made sense. Like, yeah, man, y'all two good people that need a good person to support them, and that's it right there. So that's how we met, in the nutshell, man. Like, we both had similar backstories with being married and then falling to pieces, and, you know, us really just trying to start over from scratch on our own, doing what we had to do. I don't know where I would be right now if I didn't meet Katrina. I didn't, because the things that I would have to done to survive and to push forward, it could have easily led into drug dealing, robbery, prison. You know what I'm saying? Death. Because that was the only options that we have in Gary, you know. And it was like, wow. When I was married for going on 10 years. And a 10-year marriage, I've never been a player or a pimp. I've always just wanted one girl. But being in that 10-year marriage and not getting what I needed out of it, you know, it's hard to trust again, to love again, and all of that. But with her, it wasn't. She was just welcoming, and she's been doing a great job as being a woman and a supporter of everything that I fucking do. And so I'm just trying my best to do the same for her, man. That's it.
Well,
All my ass.
Okay, now that's too sad.
Right. Let me get the truth. Let me get the truth. Because, you know, that's how Suave imagined it in his mind. You see what I'm saying? He walked right, in and then, bam. You understand what I'm saying? He was like, they was like, who is this, Katrina? He was like, your man. Your man. You understand what I'm saying?
It was kind of similar what he said, but the only part that I'ma say was the fact that I see him every day and he said he's saying, hey, Queen, and just walking past me, or hey, beautiful, or something like that. Like, I get that every day, so I ain't thinking you trying to holler at me until he just physically let me know, but I wasn't sure at first, but then I'm like, okay, yeah, he liked me or whatever. So, basically, yeah, the rest is true. We met, and it was just like a bond, I guess, and we've been together since.
Absolutely. It was crazy. It was crazy, man. But I mean, it's never been a simple story in my life, you know? So that just made sense. It just, you know, that's why I'm not like, you know, and I want people to know, because a lot of things get covered in it. If you're in a marriage, you're unhappy, please stop this playing around. 90% of couples are in abusive relationships. So it was stuff like that, man. And a lot of stuff that the black community don't get to talk about. We always talk to, you know, prolong your torture, hanging that perseverance. And for those who did it, I'm happy for you. If you went through the tough times and abuse and this, that, and the other, this, black, and the person changed, and now y'all happy, I'm happy for you. But for the men out there who could be a better father down the street, go down the street. You understand what I'm saying? No sense in staying around and looking crazy because somebody's trying to paint in the back. It was a lot of levels to it. You know what I'm saying? And then with her and her husband, and I'm losing the child, but it always being rocky. Like, we need to be talking about stuff like that also. But it was beautiful, man. Like I said, I saw her and I was interested, and I knew I wanted her, you know, but I had to learn it because, you know, she just didn't look like she fit in. And that reminded me of myself. Like, I never fit in because it's like, she not, where the bottles at? Where the niggas at? Like, you know, I could tell she had bigger things on her plate. And she was really just trying to get her mind off of certain stuff, relax a little bit. But she never completely could be relaxed, you know? But, yeah, man, her story compelled me. And just the person that she is. You know, she don't treat her mama like a piece of shit. She don't treat her family like garbage. And that right there just let me know how she treat me. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, hell, man, let's go. I thought I was going to be like on a little bachelor run for a good 5-6 years and shit. Just got out of marriage and right back in a relationship. Yeah, I'm trying to be a whore. But, you know, I just never been that person. It ain't never been in me. You know, I don't want nobody else's woman. I want my woman. You know what I'm saying? And I found it. We've been rocking tough ever since then, man. It don't get thin. Only incident we had, I went live about it. And that's beautiful because, you know, I like to open it. But she's been there, man. Ain't no trick to it. And I just, the defense I had, she destroyed. You know, it was no reason for a wall, man. She's been consistent. So that's the story how we met, man. I met her at a friend's house, and she just, you know, stole my heart. You know, just stole my heart. And like I said, ever since then, it's been my mission to make her happy because, like, she like me, you know what I'm saying? She like a female version of me from a whole nother area. Like, she from Chicago, and people in Indiana, like, Chicago people don't like us. You know what I'm saying? So, and she loves talking about, these Gary niggas, these Gary bitches.
But that don't mean you, though. If I say these Gary, like, Gary kids bad.
That's just the easiest thing to say for a Chi-Town motherfucker, but we be on their ass, too. Man, you Chicago motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? But it was like, man, it was that, like, all of that meant nothing. Nothing. You know what I'm saying? And shit, our family been accepting of me, and a few of them have expressed how happy they are that she has me, and that's it, man. That's the story, and we ain't never told that story nowhere, you know.
See, now you started getting these exclusives.
Yeah.
Look at that. Look at that there. So,
I don't know what you were.
So, Katrina, what was it about Suave? He said what it was about you. What was it about Suave? You know, I know you're looking at the nigga and everything, but you know what I'm saying.
you can share
with us. You see what I'm saying over here? You know, you see what I'm saying? What it was about him that drew you to him?
It was actually his heart, to be honest, because like, after we met and talked or whatever, the next day he came over to my house with a lady that was helping me with the foundation. And I'm like, you know, we just met. And when he cried and I showed him a picture of my son, that was just like, I couldn't believe it. Like, you know, and it was just his heart, to be honest, and his kindness.
It had nothing to do with my look.
No.
Damn.
That helps.
She'd be like, baby, don't smile no more, goddammit. Okay, it's all right. It's okay. I love you, but don't smile.
That's looking, buddy. Good to me.
Good to me. Yeah.
I mean, those things are important. You see what I'm saying? Those things are important when we look at repair in relationships, especially with us, with all the traumatic things that have happened to us, you know, individually and as a collective, and also things that we have inherited from our ancestral line that have gone unresolved. To be able to find a compliment out here in this rat race, in this battlefield that pushes you to be a better version of yourself. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's remarkable. You know what I mean? Without coming from it, without seeing large examples of it. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, for y'all to find each other in the midst of, you know, everything that y'all were facing and be able to walk forward, I think it's truly, truly remarkable. You know what I mean? So, and, you know, your heart space is your spiritual space. You see what I'm saying? Like, your heart space. So when you're there and you're dealing with matters of the heart, that's like the most great you could be and the worst you could be at the same time. You see what I'm saying? Like, the most volatile when you're dealing in realms of matters of the heart, because the protective nature comes into play. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, for y'all to have these aspects, you know what I mean, and to find that commonality with one another, that true bond. You see what I'm saying? Like, you know, especially Suave is a dude. I'm a dude. You understand? Like, if you get done dirty, it's a wrap for everybody else. You understand what I'm saying? Like, nobody else will ever, ever, ever get in. You see what I'm saying? So if your mama hurts you, or somebody you devoted yourself to, because we don't devote like that. You understand what I'm saying? We don't just devote. So we devote to you, and we vulnerable with you, and, you know, share parts of ourselves that the world will never know. And, you know, you break that bond, you break that trust, man, it's a wrap for anybody else. So it'd be hard-pressed to try to, you know, I don't know what they could do at that point. And you found the way. You understand what I'm saying? So he said, like, you got in his guard, you know what I'm saying? Hit him with that uppercut. It was like, oh, shit. Because the contemplations that go through a man's mind sometimes, you see what I'm saying? Like, hey, man, fuck it, man. I can't be a good dude, man. I should just be a piece of shit, motherfucker, blah, blah, blah. You understand? Yeah. Like, this is a universal concept. This is a universal concept that exists in African men's mind in this society because of all of the hell. You see what I'm saying? And you thinking, like, you know, sisters on the other end, they were like, man, niggas ain't shit, blah, 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 and this and this. I don't even know why I even tried. You understand what I'm saying? Like, fuck it, man. Like, damn. You know, I should just be like the rest of these motherfuckers. The hoes is winning. They juicing niggas. They living good and blah, blah, blah. I'm out here struggling. I'm a good woman. You see what I'm saying? These are all the temptations that present themselves to you. You see what I'm saying? But it's a low class internally. Externally, everything look like it's good. You see what I'm saying? You don't know what they're going through or what they got to hold on to, and they stuck with that shit. They can't walk away from it. You see what I'm saying? They stuck with it. You know, homegirl might be looking like she living and she driving Bentleys and she getting the hell beat out of her at home. You see what I'm saying? Like, you never know what's going on in somebody's life and what they got to go through to fake it. You see what I'm saying? So y'all got something that's organic, that's real, that's true. You see what I'm saying? Y'all ain't got to be under nobody's knife or none of that shit to try to augment the way, you know, you was created to be, and y'all working and y'all building, and y'all working and building together. You see what I'm saying? So I wanted to commend y'all for that, because, you know, folks, they don't know the story. You see what I'm saying? They just see everything that's going on, but they don't know, you know, the kind of stuff that happened behind the scenes. And I'm just thankful that y'all was able to share a little bit with me. You know what I'm saying? You know, I feel a little love in my heart. You understand? Like, damn, I got that. You know? Everybody don't get that. You see what I'm saying? I damn sure ain't about to tell it. You know what I'm saying? No way. They be like, how y'all met? Mind your business, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? If I tie you up. You understand what I'm saying? Like, nah, but, you know, that's definitely real, man. I definitely appreciate y'all for sharing that. I didn't know if I was going to get it. I was like, let me roll these dice, man, and see what's going on over here. You see what I'm saying?
You know, women be tightened up on their pants. Like, where I met him, I was on the beach, and my hair was blowing in the wind, blowing up on the board.
Like, no,
oh, I was married, she was married, and we needed
to
know. She was going to get some cigars. I was going, you know. But it's like, yeah, like shit's real, man. And your story is not a shameful one. It's your story. It's your story. So I mean, everything that I went through, good and bad, man, I appreciate and I embrace and I pass on the information. So that other people can benefit from it, you know. I want people to feel uncomfortable, man. When you have an opportunity to make things better, you know. And then to me, it wasn't a selfish thing. I had been expressed what was going on with my wife. She had been expressed it with me. If she keeps backtracking and this, that, and other, but it was like, I got to the point where I had to tell her, like, I gotta get out of your way. I'm stopping you from being what you want to be. You know, like, she was just, you know, churching it out, and, you know, the Lord is the way, and, you know, she was up under her mother. And so people that's going through issues like that, man, I need you to be able to address them in real time. You know, and when you're grown and married, you know, you're your wife's husband. You're your husband, right? And if you don't got time to be that, then move the fuck around. You know what I'm saying? Like, you still being your mama's daughter and your brother's sister and all of this stuff. Like, no. You know, so it was, I don't know, man. By the time she came in, it was like, I had been so knuckled up. It's like, she was like a breath of fresh air, man. You know, the way she addressed me, it was like, damn, you know? It's real right here. So
you said my food like a hug on the inside.
Yes, her food is like a hug on the inside. Now my wife did not cook. I was a cook in my family, but she, you know, she showed out, man. She showed that she gave a damn enough to do things. She put herself in a vulnerable position. You know what I'm saying? I respect that. You know, so I honor that, because, you know, it's easy to be. Nobody disappointed you when you're over. It's all about, you know, it's too okay to be selfish. And she was very selfish. And that was, you know, plus two to me.
Yeah. And I want to say something to the women if they're listening. Like, you know, the situation with me and my husband, we was together for 17 years, married 5, 6, and don't take the abuse. All that I'm crying and I'm sorry, I'm not going to do it no more. He be straight for about a month, then do it again. One time is enough. And I figured that out, you know, that love kept me there with my son. But don't stay in no abusive relationship.
Well, don't be abusive.
Yes, and don't be abusive.
Don't make nobody worse than you so that you feel better. It's not going to work. You're not that type of person, you know. But it's like people accept you once you go crazy. You know what I'm saying? Because now you legitimize their actions. It's like, look at this sweet motherfucker. You know, they just caring. People get mad at you for being caring. for caring. Like, people, like, one of the things people love to say is, I don't care. And you get prompts for that. Well, I care. I care. I cannot not care, you know? So I'm not ashamed of it. And I think, you know, I feel like I'm in safe hands. You gotta really be considerate of yourself, man. You really do. You really do. So, yeah, there's a lesson in all this for everybody. But, yeah, that's my girl, man. I don't want to be without it, you know. And it's not an infatuation. It's not obsession. It's not out of disparity or none of that. You know, like, it was real. It tripped me out. It still tripped me out. I still, you know, I tell her every day. You know, because I get that feeling every day. I can't ignore it. Like, man, I'm so happy you the face next to me, man. You know, that's it. So if you don't look over and see that, man, you know, I guess I can be positive. Okay? I feel sorry for people who don't have that. You know, because it's there. And a lot of people think, you know, love is ups and downs, but it's you know, you're getting stuff confused, and you say, oh, it's ups and downs in relationships, and this, that, and the other things happen. No, people do bad things, man. People do bad things. A lot of this is not just life, and you don't have to accept, you know, the horribleness in relationships, man. Like, sometimes stuff is too good to be true, but it's true. You know, stop waiting on something crazy to happen, and now you can conceive that. Have you cheated on your woman? No, no way. I said, okay, yeah, I cheated on that. Oh, okay. Hey, you're accepting of it and everything. Like, no, I've never cheated. I've never cheated, and I'm not going to cheat. You know, I'm mature enough to know that. You know, I don't put myself in those tempting situations, and, you know, it's just easier, man. Easier, man. You happy? It's easier. Take it on, man. Yeah, but that's how we met. Yeah, you know, shooting dice in the spot. Yeah, but shout out to Bridge through me. And she thought, you know, she was skeptical because D. Lee, he just wow. He a wow for it. You know what I'm saying? And she like, oh, he's another one of him. You know what I'm saying? She had to really separate me from him, but, you know, I made it easy for her to do that. You know, I was like, nah, you know, that's my partner, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm me, he, him. Me being him. Man. That's it, man. In a nutshell, that's the form of the bosses. Ever since then, she's been on my team, man. It's like, you know, she see me moving a certain way, and she moves. She don't move against. You know, she don't look at it as my success is her demise. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's comfortable with letting me be me. She's comfortable with me with letting me be me. A lot of times, your spouse is just it's like I don't know. It's threatening to them. The more you become something, it's like I guess they feel you're gonna meet somebody better or something like that, but. I'm totally convinced that, you know, we it for each other. We it for each other.
Don't get no better than this.
I hope y'all find that too. Real talk. Cause that's important. That's important. And a lot of people don't consider it because you're 20. But when you're 50 and you're 60 and you're 70, then somebody wanna start, now you gotta start paying attention to that before that. before that, man. I see a lot of people walking around now, and they 60s. I'll be like, how? You know what? I don't know. I guess you just keep the shit. That's what a romance talker is. Yep, she cooked me some lasagna or something. What was it?
Man, oh, shit, don't fuck that up.
You got to convince me because it wasn't no damn dressing. You a big
cook. It was Thanksgiving.
You been cooked before that. Okay, I know. Yeah, like, you damn been cooked for me a day or the day after I met you or something like that. Like
Put that shovel down. Was it turkey ribs? With Kool-Aid. Remember she brought them,
Oh, okay. Shout out to Kool-Aid. Yeah, that's our sister from Charlie's Angels. She has a foundation, Charlie's Angels. And that's who I had hooked up with to come and talk to Katrina about her foundation. So shout out to her, and I appreciate that support too. But yeah, it was something like that. But like I said, man, I was just easy picking. She came in, gave me a kiss, and cooked something, and I just woke up today. I don't know what's going on. I'm in the world.
Yeah. Oh, that's it right there. I'm proud. Mm-hmm. I'm thankful for y'all. I am thankful for y'all.
You say that like that,
man. All right, so now I got to ask something on the other side, and y'all don't got to answer it.
Yes, we do.
No, I just have to say that. I would appreciate it if y'all answered, but y'all ain't got to. You see what I'm saying? You be like, Dallas, man,
I'm
fuck out of here.
Move
around, fam. Move around. What are some things that y'all wish y'all would have did different with each other?
With each other?
Yeah.
Before each other?
Fuck the brother
people.
Yeah.
Well, you should have kissed
me. Hold on. He said what you wish you would have did. Not what you wish the other person would have did, fam. She going to say kiss me sooner. Could have saved me from a lot of other niggas.
Man.
I mean... Bro, nothing hits me off the top, and that sounds like a very easy question. Like, man, I just wish I would have just, but I think, like, I was on it this road. You know what I'm saying? And I peeped her, and I sat back, and I watched her as long as I wanted to watch. I interacted with her. It was like 2-3 times. I was like, okay, she need to get this point that I'm trying to get at her. You know what I'm saying? But as far as each other, with each other, like, what I wish I did, man, I wish, I would prior to, sure, I wish my divorce was finalized. You know what I'm saying? But I don't honor that shit anyway. That was for her. Like, my heart is here. Every relationship I was in, I consider myself married. Any girl that I get with, I consider my girl forever. And we, you know, it's not a temporary thing. Maybe that's where I fucked up at. But, like, with her, I feel I've been very, you know, very careful, you know what I'm saying, taking my steps. She had a heart attack in February, March 9th, something like that, of 2018. And I was happy I was there. because she stayed by herself. And if that would have happened at that time of night, she was there by herself. Nobody can guarantee that she'll be here today to carry on this legacy. And so it's like, I don't know, bro. Like, real talk, we've been on point with each other since we met each other. You know what I'm saying? It was like, if anything, if I had to say something, I wish I would have handled things with the women that I socialized with on YouTube and made her more comfortable with that so she didn't have, you know what I'm saying, that issue with me. But that's the only thing, and that was the defining moment. And so there's not been a time where I, you know, slipped up this time. I was like, I'm cool, man. I haven't hit her yet. We
yet.
I mean, I haven't hit her. Like, we that's some bullshit. But yeah, like, we good, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, we talk, we're open. She could tell me my breath stank, my feet too big for my side of the bed, scoot over, whatever it is. Like, I'm open and I'm considered because I really want to see her happy. And I feel like she genuinely wants to see me happy. And so when I want to go to the studio and say, well, when are you coming back? She say, okay. You know what I'm saying? And that right there makes me want to give her the world, you know? And I don't know how easy our spouses made it for us to, you know what I'm saying? But shout out to them, too. Shit, fuck it.
Me, I will say I'm working on my attitude. I got a bad, well, it's not a bad attitude, but if something pisses me off, and it's like, I could go there. Like, I got to put that side down, but I think that's about it.
That's what sucks. And she don't got, like, the worst working, like, oh, I've been through worse, but I appreciate her knowing that, not by comparison, but just by who she would like to be and prove that. That's what's up. I get a better attitude next year. That's what's up. Good. Well, she's not like a nitpicky person. She's not a nagger. And I know everything be sweet in the beginning, but it's been a couple years now. She's still holding up this character, so I'm kind of convinced it's her, and I want to feed that. I don't want to discourage that. I want to feed that. I want to make her feel comfortable with being that, because when you open yourself up and you're vulnerable, which you have to be to even be in a relationship, when you get hurt, you know, you get mad at yourself at this point. And it's like, I don't think I made her regret any decisions, you know, thus far. So shout out to me. Shout out to me. Well, that's it, man.
That's deep right there. I mean, even for you to name anything, a lot of people would be like, nah, I'm good, man. I ain't got no fucking problem. They'd be a counselor, so like, nah, man, I'm good. I ain't got no fucking problem, man. That's wrong, motherfucker. You're like, all right.
Now, what you with now? Now, what do you wish I'd have done different?
What I wish you did different.
Yeah.
I said kiss me sooner. You wouldn't have wasted all your time with them. We'd have been together sooner.
I wouldn't have wasted all my time with who?
With your wife.
Oh, you said them. Like I had bitches out here.
Not enough.
No.
Not enough.
No. She can't. Like I said, I wasn't even thinking about a female. Like, real talk, I was thinking about eating every day. You know what I'm saying? I was thinking about staying out of jail. Because at that time, I had warrants and everything. And it was like, shit, let's go out and earn some money, get something to eat, and not go to jail today. So every night, it was like, whew, another one down. You know, see what's up tomorrow. And, shit. She just opened up a whole another possibility. You know what I'm saying? Like she was that tidbit of whatever I put it to the universe came back to me through her. Let me know shit is okay. There's still people out here that give a damn. So, you know, if I had to force something on her, something I wish she'd have did different. time. I wish she would have. Hold on, fam. Cause you,
I mean, I ain't even said nothing.
Man. I just wish she did something different. What the fuck would it be, man? Cause she been swinging for the fence since she got with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, she came right in and she saw the things that I needed that I was ignoring, and she handled it. It was like, I can't even say that it was something I wish she did different, you know what I'm saying, as far as that. But, you know, of course, you know, with the heart attack, I just wish we'd have been able to, you know, stop that from happening. But that probably was, you know what, that obviously that was years in the making, you know what I'm saying, with her heart being broken with her son. You know, it's like her heart, like, started to deteriorate. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like some crazy spiritual shit. Like, her heart really was broken. And it was like, at such a young age, they asked me, do you do drugs? Like, they don't know how she had a heart attack at her age. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I never.
And it's not hereditary. You know what I'm saying? Like, they trying to figure it out, but... You know, you could just, all you could say, you know, she was heartbroken over the loss of her son. So I can't even sit up here and say that I wish she did it different or faster or slower. Like, you know, she showed me that she wanted me, and she showed me that she appreciated me. And so, man, hey, I think we winning. I think we winning.
Who said she just hit music?
Who? Frida said she just hit music. Frida tried to get in. She said she just hit
music. Is this cousin Frida in the building?
Yeah, oh, that's what you're calling me?
Yeah, I'm talking about. Hey.
I don't know. I'm going to say, I'm going to go to the site now. Yeah, I know they ain't hating on us again this week.
Nah, you good. Cousin Pretty, you up in there?
Yeah, how y'all doing, family?
Peter!
Hey, cousin. Hey, Swab.
Peace.
Hey, Knowledge, what's happening?
What's going on, Cousin Pretty?
Trying to listen
to
some good stuff.
I told them they couldn't call in today if you weren't in the building. So maybe they had maybe they had
to call. That's good right there. So you're
moving
out
up in the rankings. Yeah, they moving up in the rankings over here. So.
Oh man, I'm about to miss out on the good thing. What I miss?
How we met is.
Oh, I missed the love story. Oh, y'all have to rewind that.
You got to listen to the archives. You done missed it. You done missed it.
Okay, I got some free time today. I'm going to have to go and check it out.
Catch it.
Dang, I missed the love story.
It's Friday.
Oh, man.
Cousin, you was talking about it kind of when you got called in the first time, I believe. You know, what do you see happen? Have you seen these two grow together since you've been in communication with them two, watching them two?
Oh yeah, it really blew me away when I took her home. I was like, oh, I drove her home and he came downstairs. You know, Swab, I don't want to put you on blast, but it was like that scene in the Titanic. I'm like, what's going on right
Uh-oh.
Here? What's this type of... Wait,
I ain't get that. I ain't get that.
I was like, what's this? I was like, all right, he missed her. So, yeah. I mean, you can feel the love. It's real. It's, you know, you can't fake that. So, I appreciate the love. I'm telling you, I'm like, I got 2 hours to drive home thinking about my cousin and her love when they get married. Oh, that's about a whole nother show. Okay.
We got to get divorced first.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What y'all say about a divorce? Because that paperwork is easy. I don't know. This ain't the show. We doing King James tonight, right?
This is the show.
Anything goes, this show.
Oh, man.
Part three. Yeah, this is part three. But the love is real. You know, it is what it is. And I just, you know, I sit back, I watch, and I listen. So, in love, you can feel love. So, it's real between Katrina. And I was telling my cousin, Trina, I told you that things going to come your way, obstacles, people, women, men. But y'all have to understand that that's just a distraction. You know what I'm saying? To split y'all up, so y'all have to stay focused. And y'all can't let nobody. I've been telling Katrina shit. Yeah. I don't know if you be telling Swab, but I be like, don't let nobody come in. Don't let nobody come in. I say you're not leaving him. I ain't got no degree in counseling, but I get to Indianapolis. We gonna figure it out. But I'm saying the love is real. That's what I appreciate. You know, Swab, you came in at such a critical time, and it was critical. You know, it was critical. You know, Trim, you told the story with your health, and he stood by her, and he's still standing by her. So, you know, I could talk about that every week, but I don't want to keep talking about it every week. But you know what? No, I really do want him to know how much I appreciate him, because this is my cousin. This is my... my little cousin, so I mean, he's looking out for her, and it's a blessing. Period. The end. It's appreciated, though. You can feel the love between Katrina and Swaff, and it's real, so I appreciate it. It's not many people, you know, have that type of chemistry. So things don't come their way. That's just a distraction. But, you know, they say love conquers all. I think that's why they still standing. But I'm not about to, I don't want to be running my mouth. I'm going to be quiet. It's good to hear everybody's voice, though. It's good. Yeah, y'all was trying. Y'all started this show without me. Oh, you know who I need to get? Knowledge, we need to get the minister back on the phone.
Yeah.
We need the grandma. Trina, where's your mother? Where my cousin?
She said she busy.
Oh, yeah, because she would have got us all the way together today.
She's ministering unto someone right now. Somebody needed more than y'all. Y'all good to go. You understand?
Okay. We'll wait our turn.
That's right.
So with the event, yeah. Katrina, did y'all already, I guess I missed that, huh? How the event
went? Yeah. Yes, you missed it all. You just like it.
That's not good.
It's all good, though.
Oh, man, I was trying to get home and get out this heat. So I'm like, I got to hurry up.
I actually forgot to send you out the text.
Yeah, I ain't gonna hold that against you. I'm going to keep on moving. But, yeah, I got that last-minute text. But, you know, it's all in the name of love. You know, I still love you. It's okay.
You here now. You here now, and you can say everything. You just said everything and said it all up in here. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, she said the Titanic.
That's that Titanic type of love. Ooh, wee. Can we talk
about the Titanic? That was like white people. Can we have like the scene from The Last Dragon at the end of the movie? It was two black people.
Wait, I have to go see that. I never saw that, so I have to go look.
Oh,
look,
Lord.
Don't say that.
You ain't never seen The Last Dragon.
It's sad. I haven't seen like 1,000 movies. People be like, you ain't seen this? I'm like, no. So, yeah, I'm going to have to check that out, The Last Dragon. Okay.
Yeah.
So what's going on with the next, you know, event?
Back to school.
Right.
Giveaway.
Yeah.
So the date is set?
Yeah, August 31st. In Dalton, Illinois.
Okay. And what's the time? Do you know you have a time set?
No, trying to work all that out. And also, I'm trying to see if I'm going to do East Chicago, too. So I'm still working them two out.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you'll do both of the locations?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be nice if you can do that at two different times before school starts.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I definitely have to, well, the date is set for the 31st because I definitely don't want to miss that. I have some time to plan, you know, to get these flights. So I have to make sure I want to definitely be a part of that one. So this kind of give me enough time to plan to get there. I don't want to do that 20-hour drive. So a 2-hour and 20-minute flight is way better than 20 hours on the highway.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward.
20 hours on the highway.
Yeah.
You do it all the time.
Yeah, I do it like it's an hour.
Right there, rebuke it.
Yeah, I drove you all 20 hours straight. Yeah, woo-wee.
That's a 20-hour drive. Man,
that how
we go. 5 hours, and then it's 5 hours tomorrow. And then I'll be up. Said, oh, shit.
Yeah,
it's a vicious drive on the highway, I'm telling you. The first time I did that drive, I drove in the U-Haul by myself. Ooh. That 26-foot U-Haul, and I drove straight there in the mountains. Oh, my. Well, I did it twice, so I guess I didn't get enough the first time, but no more. Get all
the mountains, boy. The mountains are, that'll test your heart and your soul and your spirit, boy.
Look,
I drove from Washington State to South Carolina. What, let me tell you something about the mountains.
From
I
Chicago,
rode through the mountains.
Ain't no mountains in Chicago.
I was crying.
Okay, where you from? Hey, when you come around that mountain and you don't see nothing but down, shoot, it just feels like the car be pulling that way. It be feeling like your wheel just be pulling that way, like what?
Ooh, that's funny, but that's so true. That's some scary stuff. That's true.
I don't like them have bridges. I'm like,
oh,
man.
Oh, I could do bridges, man. I love bridges.
Bridge is pretty cool.
She getting out pushing her car across the bridge.
Oh,
I don't
want
to walk across. I go around.
Hey, you don't want to walk across?
No bridge. Going straight down. I hate that. You know, I'm scared of heights. I don't do all that.
I'm scared. Ooh, you ain't scared of heights. You scared of falling from high places.
Look, yeah, I guess that, yeah.
The height ain't the problem.
Too old to fall.
Falling from high places. That's, yeah, I got to use that. You know, you scared of heights. You scared of falling from high places. Okay. I like that. I want to know how my cousin felt. Honestly, if I can just ask you, Katrina, how did you feel getting like the first event, you know, up and running? Like, how did you feel for yourself? Like, you know, what was your feelings after it was all over?
I felt good about it. I see that I know it's something I want to do, and I'm not just doing it just because.
Right.
You know, the love made me feel better, and then I also learned some things what not to do, how certain people was acting, so it was like kind of both. So,
yeah.
You know, it was a learning experience, but I felt good afterwards.
Well, that's good. Definitely all day on Saturday I was thinking about you. I'm like, man, you know, I just went into prep mode because I'm like, I understand stuff going, you know, happen where you like, this was not a part of the plan. But I'm like, I know my cousin's strong. Whatever happened today, going to be a learning lesson. So then, you know, you text me a few things, and I wasn't surprised. I'm just like, it was all a lesson to be learned. It had to happen. You know, some things come to us not to destroy us, but to make us stronger. So whatever happened on Saturday that wasn't a part of the plan, trust me, you learned the lesson, and you ain't walking that road again, whatever it was. But I'm happy that you felt good about it. Because, you know, it's other kids' lives to be saved. Your mission is so much greater. So that's the focus. We have to save other children.
Yeah, and the girl read that quote. She was like, I'm glad you let me do this. And, you know, she took pills. But her parents found her in time, so.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee. Yeah, you have a lot of other kids to touch. Parents, too. Sometimes the parents are condoning bullying in an indirect way. You know, sometimes,
they rather their child be the bully than the bully.
That's so true.
And that's a good point because I'm doing now where I'm fighting the law to get it in the schools where if the parents, if they kill the bully, then they going to go to jail. Stop
they have to be held accountable.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about accountability.
And stuff like that.
Yep, it's about accountability. So that's really big. That'd be really big. Because we know sometimes as parents that, you know, you can teach your child right from wrong. And at the end of the day, peer pressure, life, you know, just everything, social media. Sometimes it don't always turn out the way you planned it. But I've seen some instances where the parent is a bully. Kids is, you know, being bullied at home, and guess what happened? They take it to school. They have to take it out on somebody. So, you know, parents have to be held accountable.
That's the case. If they didn't know, you get a warning, but I'm trying to get the law passed for that.
No, your ass get locked up, day in jail. 24 hours in jail. Your child gonna go home. Think about your ass sitting in jail and they not gonna go back to school with the same intelligence. I mean, it's different ways to approach, but this is not a minor subject. We're really in a state of emergency. Things need to immediately come into action.
That's so true.
All of the people that's willing to make the sacrifice, and those of us that just don't get a grasp on it, that doesn't allow for these things to just happen because you're ignorant of it. Or you're missing it. Like, something has to happen to affect you because somebody's going to stay sound. So if you get hit in the head with a fine or you spend 6 hours in jail, you'll get over it.
Yeah.
You'll get over it. But once you lose something that you can't replace, you don't have the power to replace that.
Yeah.
I don't care how much you say sorry or your child grows up and be a beautiful person and help, it still doesn't replace what was stolen. And so let's beat the bullet on this one. Let's get in front of this stuff, man.
Yeah, that's
true. Let's get in front of this stuff.
Yeah, that's so true. Well, we all affected, whether it's directly or indirect. So people have to quit turning their back to it. Mm-hmm. It's not my problem. It's all of our problem. So this foundation, I already know it's going to be big. I told my cousin. Remember I told you, Katrina, last year, my little cousin, foundation on them billboards on the highway. It's like I had an open vision. Like, man, for real, I'm telling you, it was so real. I'm like, this is how it's going to be. He's going to be on the side of the highways. My cousin going to be booked up, going to schools, going everywhere to get the word out. So I'm looking forward to being a part of the journey. To sit back and watch how you grow with this and watch all the lives you change. That's what I'm happy about. You could have went into a shell and never came out.
Exactly.
You know, your faith, like I said, it's your faith. Even if you don't realize it, cousin, your faith is people that don't even understand how you stand it. So, yeah, you suave, you stuck right where you at.
That's what's up.
You that real support.